Hi, welcome to episode 226 of our classic podcast for our Backstage Pass guys. This is Steve Bozell. It's one that I call Fart Sound. It all sort of originated with Steve being embarrassed because he got up from a leather chair too fast or something, and the sound of his skin peeling away from the leather made it sound like a fart. And it was Roy Hutchins' wife who pointed out to Steve that he was a pig because she thought he was farting. And that's when he said to her, "You smell like tuna." Well, you can well imagine what ensued. Roy, I think, got into it with Steve. Steve is threatening to sue. And in the middle of all of this, Steve tries to let all of us know, you and me together, that he's capable of making these kinds of comments because he is, after all, sort of a part-time amateur stand-up comic, but he gets it about, you know, shooting these shots at people. It's Steve Bozell at his best, and while it's only about a 24, 25-minute clip, I just love Steve. People ask me, what's your favorite character to do? I have to say it's Steve, because he is a combination of two things that I think is really funny. When you put anger and fear together, it turns into Steve Bozell. That's Steve. He's anger and fear combined. Here is Steve, episode 226 of the Classic Podcast. Mr. Bozell, tell me why you're suing.
I'm thinking about suing my neighbor because his wife called me a pig. But he says he's going to sue me because I said his wife smelled like tuna. And it's a moral dilemma, and I wanted to call you because I tried to call these psychology shows, and they always talk about moral dilemmas.
How did this all... So you want to sue your neighbor because his wife called you a pig? He wants to sue you because you said his wife smells like tuna. How did this start? Because the initial steps here sounds a little juvenile.
Well, sir, I can assure you, I will tell you that myself and my wife April and two friends of ours who live next door drove to the beach today, and then we went up to a favorite Italian restaurant. Well, I was wearing shorts. We had a leather interior in the car.
Okay.
I have a convertible Mustang, which is my pride and joy. I love that car. And on a hot day, I'm sure you understand that your skin can stick to the leather.
All right, so you're in shorts, you're sitting on leather.
Yeah. As we got out of the car, my skin had stuck to the leather, and as it lifted off the leather, I guess you could say it made like a fart noise. Okay, it's a big deal, and you could just not say anything and let it go. But this guy, Hutchins, has this wife, Renee, I have said in the past that she is a ball buster, and I mean it. And I'll still say it, and I don't care what people say. And she looks at me, and she says, "Man, what a pig."
All right, let me, you lifted your bare leg. You were in shorts sitting on leather seats, and it sounded like a fart noise when you peeled yourself off the leather?
Yeah, that is correct.
And that's when she said, "Man, what a pig."
That is correct.
Were they joking?
Well, everybody started to laugh. And I said to her and to everybody, I said, "I'm sure you can all understand that my skin stuck to the leather, and that's what made the fart noise." But they kept on laughing, even after I explained what made the noise. And they made jokes about me not eating any more garlic and all that. Well, they keep going all the way inside, and this Renee's saying things to me like, "Maybe you want to use the bathroom first," and she's laughing about this. And I said, but I explained to you that my skin stuck to the leather.
Probably they understood that, didn't they?
Well, but they're laughing about it. And I told them my skin stuck to the leather and it made a fart noise when I lifted off. And that's when I finally said to her, "Well, maybe you don't want to smell like tuna anymore." And that's because that she deserved it. And that was what you call a comeback. And they got angry because I got in a good one.
You got in a good one?
Yes, sir. That's what I feel anyway.
And let me reconstruct this for a minute, okay? You... we're sitting on leather seats in a convertible. Your leg lifted off, and it made a fart noise.
Right.
And then they said, "What a pig," and they started laughing and said, "You ought to use the bathroom. Don't eat any more garlic."
And that's when I had my comeback, which is, "Maybe you don't want to smell like tuna anymore."
You're talking to this man's wife.
Right. And that's when they left. They grabbed a cab home. Now, here's the part that I can't take. My wife thinks I'm in the wrong because I said Renee Hutchins smelled like tuna, and I think it's a lot worse to say I smell like fart smell than for me to say she smells like albacore and spring water.
So what is this moral dilemma you're talking about?
Okay, my moral dilemma is this. Mr. Hutchins is an attorney. He specializes in sexual harassment and workplace harassment. I'm fairly confident that he is contemplating some kind of legal action against me because this guy Hutchins... first of all, he'd crawl up a snake's rear end if he thought a dollar bill was in it. That's number one. So my moral dilemma is, I have my attorney, who is Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, go ahead and drop a counter complaint against Renee Hutchins for harassing me about a fart that I did not cut. Because I'll tell you, I have big shoulders. If I really did cut a fart, I'd take responsibility. But if I didn't, I won't do it. And if you look at what happened to OJ, who everybody thought was guilty, and it turned out he was innocent, that's what's happened to me. I'm not going down for something I didn't do. Why should I go down for something I didn't do?
So because you didn't really cut a fart and they were laughing at you because they thought they heard that noise, you want to sue them?
Only a countersuit if he sues me for saying his wife smells like tuna.
Which was your big comeback?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This man is contemplating, Mr. Steve Bozell, a lawsuit against his next-door neighbor because his wife said he was a pig and laughed at him because she thought he heard him fart, which he didn't. It was actually his skin sticking to leather as he got out of his car.
Also, Mr. Henry, a comeback, when I said, well, maybe you just don't want to smell like no tuna, that's what you call a comeback, which is a tool that comedians use all the time to combat hecklers in the nightclubs that they are in. And Renee Hutchins was a heckler by saying I was a pig by making the sound of the gas escaping.
So you had this comeback, you smell like tuna.
Yeah.
You want to sue her because what? What is your lawsuit going to be?
Well, my attorney says that I have a very good defamation of character witness against her for saying I was a pig in front of witnesses. She also says I have a very good slander civil action because she publicly basically announced that I farted and I didn't. And slander technically is saying something that isn't true about someone. And the last thing is, as you know, Mr. Henry, I'm a diabetic. And with the emotional upset of the evening, I did not eat, and I was about 3 minutes away from diabetic shock. So thank God my wife April had a power bar in her purse. Now, I used to do amateur stand-up comedy on amateur nights, so my comeback was a natural reaction to say to her.
When a woman says to you, or anybody says to you, Mr. Bozell, oh, what a pig, and even though you explained that you really didn't fart, and they're laughing, it seems to me they know that you really didn't, and you just made a funny noise.
All right.
When you come back and you say, well, maybe you smell like tuna...
Well, that's a natural comeback based on my stand-up comedy comedian experience.
All right.
So that's
you're saying that's why you shouldn't be sued for saying she smells like tuna because...
Because I said that because it's a natural reaction on account of when I was a stand-up comic. That's what stand-up comics do. They come to get a quick comeback.
So you shouldn't be sued for having a comeback?
No, sir.
But she should be sued for saying you're a pig because she thought you farted?
Yes, sir.
And I don't suppose she has any comedy experience?
No, she does not. She's been a housewife.
All right, basically you're going to sue a neighbor's wife that's your neighbor and your neighbor for making a joke about the fact that your skin coming off of leather sounded like a fart.
And I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry, there's an old saying, and I always lean on this. Only when you've walked in the deepest valley can you know how magnificent it is to stand on the highest mountaintop. And I've put up with humiliation.
Well, you said that she smelled like tuna.
Yeah, well, she started it. She said I smelled like a fart.
Well, she was just making a joke based on the sound.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see how funny she thinks it is when she's served with our civil complaint.
And your moral dilemma is what?
My moral dilemma is, do I stay friends with them or not? Because we're supposed to go golfing tomorrow morning, and I have a 7 a.m. tee off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should Mr. Bozell go golfing with this guy tomorrow morning, or are they still friends? Is he not legally culpable because of his stand-up comedy experience and having a quick comeback? Here is Val on the Phil Hendry Show. Val?
Hi.
Hi, Val.
I can't believe that this moron is comparing himself to O.J. Simpson, who he said was found innocent.
Yes, he was.
He was found not guilty.
Okay, same difference.
By this jury, but he is guilty, and everybody knows it.
Are you God? Are you God? I don't think you're God.
Are you God?
Well, I know what the jury said. I know what the judge said.
No, you're a man that you can't take a joke. And what you said to that woman was disgusting.
Wait a minute. She called me a pig, even though I had not farted. It was a sound made by my skin on the leather.
Everybody was laughing. It was a joke.
Okay.
But when you say something personal about a woman that way,
it's
disgusting.
You don't think she was saying something personal about me?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, then I was saying a joke, too.
No, it wasn't.
Why can't I joke and she gets the joke, but I can't joke?
Well, I think you're pathetic.
I mean, a pig or a tuna, what's the difference?
I can't believe that you're talking about lawsuits over something this ridiculous.
Ma'am.
And I'm glad her husband's a lawyer because you should be sued for what you
said. Only when you've walked in the deepest valley can you know how magnificent it is to walk on the highest hilltop. And I was
You're a warped human being.
Oh,
are warped.
Ma'am, I'm going to sue only because she said that I made a fart noise, which I didn't. And because I said tuna is because I'm a stand-up. I used to be a stand-up comic. That's what you call a comeback.
Well, that's not funny.
Well,
making a fart noise is funny. They sell whoopee cushions. They don't sell cans of tuna that women can put in their underpants.
I am a diabetic, and Renee Hutchins could have had blood on her hands because she called me a fart pig.
Oh, my God.
And also, how do you know they don't sell tuna to put in underpants? I don't know what the joke market is doing now.
Oh, come on, man. I never heard of it. I have, like the Val said, have heard of whoopee cushions. I've never heard of a can of tuna. It's a very personal, sickening thing, okay?
No, sir. Mr. Henry, I used to be a stand-up comic. I think I know what...
Well, you were not a very funny one, and that's probably why you were used to be one. You're not a very funny man. You're warped.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you really know what's in Mazingale? No, you don't.
What's in what?
In Mazingale. Hygiene spray.
Well, we know it ain't tuna in spring water.
It's not tuna fish.
Okay, do you know if it's dolphin free? See, that's a joke, okay?
Very funny at all. What do you do for a living now?
Man, I own my own construction concern, but you got to admit that was funny.
Is Mazingale dolphin free? It's just a very low, juvenile thing to say.
All right, well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you right now, I've got a very good attorney. Somebody doesn't call me a pig and get away with it, especially when she accuses me of doing something I didn't do. That's why I made the O.J. reference. If I really farted, I would have stood up like a man and said, yeah, I cut a fart. But I did not. And now and O.J. was accused of the same thing.
He wasn't accused of cutting a fart. He was accused of murdering a woman.
And they found out that he was not guilty.
The jury found him not guilty.
Right,
they didn't find him innocent.
Well,
he is guilty.
Oh, well,
and so are you.
I don't know how
you probably did fart.
No, I did not. My skin stuck to leather.
I don't believe it.
Okay, well, see, now who's being juvenile? Well, then maybe I think you smell like tuna fish.
Oh, come on. Thank you, Val, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
I was accused of cutting a fart, and O.J. was accused of cutting off a head, okay? And what I'm trying to do is work my stand-up comedy experience into having a...
Do me a favor, will you?
Yes, sir.
Just don't try to do laughs. Don't try to do laughs.
No, but I'm saying it's important to this case because of my stand-up comedy experience.
Then you gave a comeback to the woman.
That's correct.
All right, so that was part of your professional training as a comedian. She said you smell like a pig, and you said, well, you smell like tuna, and that's part of your professional training.
Right, and that's why I said, if I cut a fart, O.J. cut off a head.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's just keep the shtick to a minimum, okay? Mr. Stephen Bozell, he's a construction contractor who has his attorney contemplating a counter... I don't know, there's a lawsuit going between these people, their neighbors. His leg stuck to a leather seat as he was getting out of the car. It made a fart noise, and the wife of his friend said he sounded like a pig, and she kept laughing about it. So he said she smelled like tuna, and the family left, and they're threatening a lawsuit, and he's threatening to countersue, saying that it was harassment and that she slandered him. He didn't really cut a fart. And that technically is slander, and he's hired his attorney, etc. He says his moral dilemma is this. Should he still remain friends with him because they have a tee-off time tomorrow at 7? Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 if you want to weigh in on this moral dilemma that this gentleman, Mr. Bozell, is having. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What we have here is Mr. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, Mr. Roy Hutchins, a lawyer. These two couples, the husbands and wives, went out. Mr. Bozell got out of a car wearing shorts. The skin on the leather made a farting sound. Mr. Hutchins' wife said, "Boy, you sound like a pig." She laughed at him. Mr. Bozell felt so humiliated that he told her she smelled like tuna, which you call a comeback based upon your stand-up comedy experience.
That is correct.
So what she said to you was mean, but what you said to her...
That was simply based upon my comedy experience, because you use comedy to diffuse a situation.
All right. Well, in any event, you are contemplating suing her for slander because you didn't really fart, and by her saying that...
That is technically slander. That is, according to my attorney, Dolores Blasgame, it says that a slander can be a statement publicly uttered that is untrue.
And also other things here. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go here to Sheila. Hi, Sheila. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, hon.
Yes, hi.
I just have a comment. First of all, there's no way you can call yourself a professional comedian, past or present. What you're doing is just stupid.
Are you in the entertainment business?
What I'm getting at is you're cramming for the courts full of stupid causes that's just costing the taxpayers money, and it's ignorant.
Well, ma'am, what do you mean I'm not a professional comedian? I made a comeback to her.
That wasn't professional.
About smelling like tuna.
It was stupid and cruel.
Well, okay, first of all, she said I farted, and that's not true. That's technically slander.
You know what?
Secondly, when I said you smell like tuna, I've often used that line in my nightclub act. If somebody says, "Get off the stage, you stink," and I'll go, "Well, you smell like tuna." That's a common stand-up comedy line.
A common stand-up comedy line.
Not at any comedy shows I've been to. There's nothing common about that.
Well, like one guy...
All you have done... Can I speak, please?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
All you have done is showed the stupidity that you are.
Ma'am, I'm not the one who said you smell like a pig. My skin stuck to the leather and it sounded like a fart noise.
Well, okay, you know, so all you had to do was probably explain to this woman. She probably would have been very gracious and, you know, apologized.
I did. I said, "No, you don't understand. That was my skin stuck to the leather." And she goes, "Yeah, sure. Why don't you use the bathroom before we go into dinner and all that?" And then I said, "No, you don't understand. It was my skin stuck to leather." Then she goes, "Yeah, right." And I go, "Well, then you smell like albacore and spring water."
Well, you know what? It's still stupid. Grown people carrying ignorant remarks this far and cramming our judicial system with court cases that are stupid.
Well, ma'am, O.J. Simpson, everybody thought was guilty.
Oh, you know what? You are so stupid. That statement is so stupid. You and O.J.
Everybody thought he was guilty, and come to find out, that he was not guilty. See, same thing with me. I did not cut a fart. Come to find out, I didn't cut a fart, but she thought I did.
You must have an ego the size of New York City.
Why do you say that? I'm simply trying...
Comparing what has happened with you to what happened with O.J., that's just ignorant.
Can I ask you a question? Because I've got a sense that I'm talking to someone famous. Could you say, "Hi, I'm Martha Ray," by Paula Dent? Because...
What?
Is this Martha Ray?
You are really an idiot, aren't you? I'm just a good old country girl from Arkansas.
I swear to God, you sound like... Could you just say, "Hi, I'm Martha Ray"?
No, I won't, because I'm not...
I used to be a stand-up comic. And
yeah, okay, we got about how you were a stand-up comic and the
I'm
big comic.
I'm sick of it.
Well, only if you walked in the deepest valley.
You are so full
see,
of
now,
it.
See, now you're laughing at me. I said...
No, I'm laughing at the idea that you could be so ignorant.
Ma'am, tell me that this isn't funny. I've said to her... I should have brought my fishing pole. I could have caught dinner in your pants. And
if I were her husband, I would have clocked you.
Exactly. That's my point. You're lucky they're suing you and not beating the whole tar out of you.
They're not doing what, ma'am?
If I had been her husband,
yes,
I would have decked your ass.
Why?
Because you're rude, crude, and obnoxious.
Ma'am.
All right, what was that?
Nothing, sir. Ma'am?
Yes?
All I'm saying is this. There was a little trial that happened not too long ago. I'm sure you remember about it. The Manson family trial, okay? Everybody thought Manson was innocent. Come to find out, he did it.
Now okay? You're comparing yourself to Manson?
No.
You know what?
What a moron.
I'm sorry. Okay, he is such an idiot.
I'm going to ask you to watch your comments, sir, because you could be sued.
What are you going to sue me for?
Let me tell you something. If you get up and speak in court, he will have his point proven. You are a moron.
I have never even got my closing line out about how nice she'd look in a casserole. And that's
You are just disgusting.
But I used to do stand-up comedy.
Oh,
you know, I would
already.
Advise you. I would advise you not to tear you a new asshole.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Steve is suing because somebody said he farted.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
How sweet it is to be on the highest mountaintop.
All right, I know. All right, former stand-up comic and current construction contractor Steve Bozell is with us. He's suing his next-door neighbor's wife because she called him a pig when she thought he farted. In point of fact, it was his skin coming off of the leather, and she wouldn't let up with the joke, so you said that she smelled like tuna, and now they're threatening a countersuit. And
no, I'm the one threatening the countersuit.
All right, you're the one threatening the countersuit. I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, hi. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you keep saying that you're a stand-up comic.
I was a former stand-up comic.
You were a former stand-up comic.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So somebody who's a former stand-up comic should be able to know how to take a joke, don't you think?
That is an interesting point, but I think I draw the line at being called a pig. Okay?
Well, my gosh.
I draw the line at being called a pig.
No, you know, yeah. There are so many stand-up comics.
Let me ask
in this
you a question.
World.
What's so funny about being called a pig? I'd like to know.
There's nothing funny about that,
okay.
But there's nothing else funny about being called a tuna or saying something about tuna. And what are you teaching your children?
Ma'am, I teach my children to say their prayers at night and to do all the lessons in school.
Well, that's wonderful.
Okay.
I'm really happy that you tell them to say their prayers at night, and that's wonderful.
Well,
but if you're going to be suing somebody for calling you a pig and because you made a farting noise, don't most fathers, you know, use their underarm and their hand and make a farting noise to their kid and we all laugh about it and that's funny?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
you put your
hand behind the back.
Your hand in your armpit and you make a fart noise.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But for this ball buster who's married to this guy, and believe me, she's a ball buster. I've known this woman for 5 years. She is. And she's
always
trying to humiliate
me. Okay, he must have done something else to you.
You know, you sound like one of these women... And I can tell the sound of your voice. You think this whole thing's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. I think it's... Yes, I do. I think you're an absolute idiot.
Yeah, and I can hear you laughing, Mr. Henry, too.
Oh, come on, pal.
I think we all are, sir. I think, Steve, that the entire world, whoever is listening to this show, is laughing at you, that you're comparing yourself to the Manson family now. I mean, come on, who are you? Who are you? You're just a little guy, Steve. You're just little Steve.
Jennifer? Who are you? Oh, so, okay, I can say
I'm a person with an opinion. That's all I am.
So
I'm just a person with an opinion listening to a talk show that is a good talk show but has an absolute idiot on it.
So I could say to you, hey, why don't I just get a fishing pole and catch dinner in your pants? You think that's funny?
Yeah, my husband will knock you over. You say that to me and my husband will knock you over.
I just did.
You know what?
I'll
knock you over.
Well, wait a minute.
I just did, but you can't hit me because I'm not even in the same state as you.
Well, you know what? That's that's fine.
But the bottom line is, if you're a former stand-up comic, you didn't say anything funny to her.
You
just said something really super...
Look it. I worked as Super Steve McFunny. That was my stage name.
Super Steve McFunny. Oh, my gosh. No wonder you didn't get any jokes. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Mr. Henry. I'd like to make a statement, okay?
Whatever.
All of you, this is a joke, okay? Tell me that this isn't funny.
Yeah, why don't you do some of your act? Give me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jesus walked into a bar with 3 nails in his hand, and he gives them to the innkeeper and says, can you put me up for the night?
Yeah.
Okay, you know it. Both of you can go to hell.
Well.
Oh, he hung up. No, he hung up.
Oh, too bad.
I mean, here's a guy who is... You made the best point of all, Jennifer, when you said if you're a former stand-up comic, don't you know how to take a joke as well as give a joke?
Yeah!
Oh, now look at this. What? You're calling back, sir?
Yes, sir.
I don't like anybody telling me to go to hell and then calling my show back.
Okay, can I do one more joke?
And if I don't laugh, are you going to tell me to go to hell again?
No, I won't.
What?
What's the best form of birth control?
I don't know, what?
Being naked.
Well, maybe for you.
Okay, forget it.
No, he hangs up on
us. Yeah, he hung up again.
Oh, what an idiot. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Jennifer, I appreciate it because, again, you made a very good point. And the point being, this is a guy who's been advertising through the whole hour that he's been on the show. What do you want now? You've called back for the third time.
You can both go to the land of the devil.
Go away.
Yeah, he hung up. All right, Jennifer, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
it. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Go to the land of the devil.